This day in history, March the 10th. This was the day that the United States purchased Louisiana Purchase in 1804. They expanded the United States and led to even bigger fights over the nature of slavery in this country. And this day in 1876, these words were spoken. Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you. Alexander Graham Bell made the first successful telephone call to his compatriot, Mr. Watson, on this day, the first word spoken. Maybe we should also go on our little cell phones and say something like that ourselves. On this day in 1922, Mahatma Gandhi was arrested in India, tried for sedition, given 6 years in prison. This is a man who put himself life on the line, and Gandhi was one of the key figures in our century fighting for peace nonviolently. On this day in 1945, towards the end of World War II, a really horrendous thing happened. The United States firebombed Tokyo. They created this firestorm, that engulfed a huge section of that city that wiped out 100,000 civilians. On this day in 1952, Fulgencio Batista, who was overthrown by Fidel Castro, had a coup in Cuba. And what's interesting about this coup is this was often called by some people the gangster coup, because it was many of the people like Meyer Lansky and the other gangsters who ran Havana helped Fulgencio Batista overthrow the government to ensure their investments. This day in 1959 was the beginning of the Tibetan uprising. China came into Tibet to take Tibet over. Hundreds of thousands of Tibetans surrounded the palace where the Dalai Lama lived to protect him from the Chinese. Of course, he eventually had to hide and make his way over the mountains into India. But it began this day in 1959. On this day, the man who assassinated Martin Luther King, of course, some people think there was much more to it than just he, but James Earl Ray pled guilty on this day to assassinating King in 1969. It was also his birthday. Something we should look at a little more deeply, some of the things people have said about James Earl Ray and what really happened. On this day in 1970, a man named Captain Ernest Medina is charged with war crimes because of the My Lai Massacre. For those of you who don't remember the My Lai Massacre, the My Lai Massacre took place in Vietnam. This is a horrendous day. March the 16th, 1968, the My Lai, which we'll talk more about in the coming days, Company C of the 1st Battalion massacred over 500 unarmed civilians. The story was broken by Seymour Hersh. But what really happened here, you can actually see the pictures. There are photographs of the people just before they were shot, as they were being shot, and after they were shot. You see the torture on their faces just before they were blown away by our own troops. But what's also interesting here, it was our own troops that flew a helicopter in that stopped the massacre and put their guns, trained their guns on their fellow American soldiers to stop them. This Lieutenant Hugh Thompson, who flew that helicopter, was a real hero on that day that saved the rest of the village and actually pointed his guns towards the American troops to stop this action. And a great political event took place on this day in 1972 in Gary, Indiana. The Black Political Convention convened in Gary, Indiana over an 8-day period. Over 8,000 African Americans from every state in the Union and some from out of the country met in Gary, Indiana. This happened only 7 years after the Voting Rights Act took place. Got to remember the context of this. It took place after the Civil Rights Movement, after King had been assassinated, after Malcolm had been assassinated, the explosions in our cities, the Panthers are being annihilated by COINTELPRO and the government. And this was the first huge flexing of political muscle in the African American world after the Civil Rights Movement. It was convened by people like Jesse Jackson and many others. Amiri Baraka was there. So it combined people who were kind of on the left of the Democratic Party and people who were nationalists and revolutionaries, all convening together, 8,000 people. The NAACP would not take part, because white folks weren't allowed in. But this, people give credit to this as the place where the modern black political movement in terms of electoral politics was formed. It was called the National Black Political Conference, and it took place there because the mayor of Gary, Indiana was a man named Richard Hatcher. And Richard Hatcher was the first African-American elected mayor to have a major city in America. He lined the streets with nationalist flags, black, green, and yellow flags, across all over Gary, Indiana. It was an amazing moment in American history. It relaunched. 5,000 African-Americans were elected to political office in the next 10 years after that. A lot of credit goes to that moment. This was a major piece of American history, which we'll link to on our website. Key figure in the suffragette movement around the planet was born on this day in 1847. Her name was Catherine Wilson Sheppard. And she was a New Zealander who led the movement to give women the right to vote in New Zealand, which happened before it happened here. But she gave impetus to this movement from across the planet. On this day in 1957, Osama bin Laden was born. And on this day in 1913, Harriet Tubman died. Now think about that. She died in 1913. Think of what she saw. This is a woman who we think was born around 1820. And she died in 1913. She was born Arminita Harriet Ross, known as Minty Ross, and beaten by her slave master. We know the story. Escaped from the plantation on the Eastern Shore to Philadelphia, came back to rescue her family, and then began leading the underground movement, bringing slaves out of slavery into freedom. And, she became hugely famous for her. John Brown called her General Tubman. And she kept up this struggle. And even, during the Civil War, she not only participated in the Civil War, said she was a nurse, so she was much more than a nurse. She was the first woman to lead combat operations in the Civil War and led full armies, and then took care of slaves who escaped during that period. It was a spy who snuck her way through the South to get information back to the Union lines. And she never stopped fighting. She was a fighter during the abolition movement. She was a fighter during the Civil War. I just imagine what she must have been like as a human being to actually meet a woman like Harriet Tubman. So from her escape from slavery on September 17th, 1849, to the day she died today, she just led a life that never stopped fighting. Even after the Civil War, she became a leader of the suffragette movement. She demanded civil rights for women and the voting rights for women, and she kept on fighting for that. Back in the Civil War, she stood up to Abraham Lincoln, telling him that you're not going to win this war until you free the slaves. Now, this great quote, which we'll put on our website that you can see. But so on this day was the day that she passed away in Auburn, New York. She fell in love, married a man 20 years younger than her, adopted a young girl together, and she never gave up the struggle for women's rights, for black rights, was always one of the leaders of the movement. And we remember today Harriet Tubman. She passed away in 1913 on this day, and that is this day in history on March the 10th. And you can find out more about this day in history, links to some of the stories we've talked about here, and more by just going to steinershow.org. And, of course, during the course of the next couple hours of the Mark Steiner Show, we will hear music made on this day, made famous on this day. That's this day in history, March the 10th.